Kufnet Hesef Bez Isha Shiyesh Ves Kavua Af Im Higia Pam Af The Shtei Pam Of Yom Vista Ve Sim Ves The Kavua Yosa Af Isha Borlo The Bear Gomel Shalai Yosa Going Shahor Yolo Ve Meshach Ves The Mardochuk She The time of the Vesit came and she's sure she didn't see. For example, she had a thick piece of cloth in that area, that if anything would come out, it would have stained it, and it came out clean. From Mokim, Adayim lo neker vestige, itself Adayim lo chesh l'pam shlishis. Even she uprooted it twice, but since she saw it three times in a row, one vestige, the only way to uproot it is not see it three times. Megia gam pam shlishis l'agrosa, and borer lo deir gomel sh'l'agrosa, v'chol sh'l'ish v'omis, but clear to her. She didn't see it the last three times. Going sh'chol pam ha'yum l'chloch, v'chol sh'l'ish v'vestis. It's a tremendous, tremendous umrah, which we don't pass in that way. Says the only way you could uproot a vessel, kavua, is if you had this cloth inside her body the entire half a day of the vessel and came out clean. We hold this another she made a beacon, came out clean. The ata neker vista vein stif lochish la ois. The full vessel neker vishlo shikomim, afilu hoyo kavua kamar shonim. Even if she for 10 years saw the same interval, if it's three times changed, then it's finished till further notice. She was not kaveh vessel. She only saw this interval once or twice. Then even she didn't make a bika, but as long as she didn't clearly see on that day even one time, then that's the end of it. Even she saw twice, but one time she didn't see on that interval, she uprooted it, because anything that was not established three times can be uprooted in one time and feel the zika, even if she did not make a zika on that day.